Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Tuesday, May 9th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we have some news to get to, obviously. Starting off, just a quick note from Wonder Woman. Yesterday, we talked about the trailer. One thing I forgot to mention is that Geoff Johns is no longer listed as one of the screenwriters. He had been previously, but it looks like Alan Heinberg is going to get full credit for the screenplay, with Zack Snyder and Alan Heinberg and Jason Fuchs getting story credit. Geoff Johns seemingly was very involved in the process, but the credit-wise, how that works out for the WGA and everything like that, that they have a very strict system for how they measure that, and it's somewhat arbitrary. But he's not credited, but I'm sure he's still very much involved in it.
Yeah, I mean, this by no means means that he wasn't there answering questions or giving guidance or anything like that. Like you said, it's just who's credited. And so, yep.
All right.
Moving on, we have some new footage from The Flash. There's a season 3 kind of sizzle reel that was released. You can check it out on YouTube. We get to see a lot of Barry talking, fighting, interacting with other Barry from the future. Should probably have mentioned that there's going to be some Flash spoilers here. Which I just said out loud and you have heard with your ears. Anyways, we also get to see Captain Cold, and I think we see some other characters as well.
Yeah, that's a week old spoilers. I think you're fine now.
Yeah.
It looks pretty sweet. It looks like it's, you know, building up for a big finale. That's like with Supergirl's episode last night and everything like that. You can really tell they're trying to end with a bang, as they should in the season. And 3 episodes left starting tonight, and it's cool to see people who are coming back and where the stories go from here.
Yeah, I'm finding myself very, very interested in the storyline that they're following right now, and this trailer got me pretty excited to see what they do with it.
Yeah. On to Supergirl. Spoilery if you haven't heard this news already, but executive producer Andrew Kreisberg was talking about General Zod's upcoming appearance with TV Line. And he said, it's a bit of a fun surprise. He doesn't really have a lot of screen time, so I can't say our interpretation is as nuanced as either Terrence Stamp or Michael Shannon, but we did one thing to put our own stamp on it, at least visually. So that's nice of him to mention that they're not trying to go very deep with the character. At least he's honest about it.
Right.
From everything he said here, it makes it sound like it's going to be just an extended cameo anyway, so I'm not expecting a whole lot from it. But we'll see. But he did mention visually he will look a little bit of that Nazi uniform look you'd see in the comics in the 60s. So that's exciting.
Yeah. He also said that, like, when you see him, you'll know, like, it had to be him. So
yeah.
I'm interested to see how that comes about, and I'll be like, oh, of course it's General Zod.
Right. Yeah. I don't, it could just be one thing he's saying, but hopefully they have a cool plan for how to use him. But to me, it sounds like we're not going to see a bunch of him going forward, but they could just be trying to mislead us here, but it sounds like it's just a small role for Zod.
Yeah. Moving on to more TV news. There's a new Preacher season 2 preview by IGN. There's a lot. I think they released like 3 new posters, and they have interviews and kind of talking about what's going to happen on the show. And they have the new poster with the powerful AF. And if you don't know what AF means, I can't explain it to you because we would have to change our explicit rating on this podcast.
Yeah, we're a family podcast. I don't even know what that means. So, but that pretty much sums up Preacher, that poster.
If you, right.
Like, they just, whatever you want, whatever it is, whatever they want to do, they don't care.
Yeah. So this season, they explained, and it's going to be kind of about Jesse, Tulip, and Cassidy heading back on the road to look for God. Which, again, if you know nothing about Preacher, that sounds really weird, but it makes sense in the context of the show.
It makes more sense than God Johnson.
Yes.
On Lucifer, I would say, probably. But that's, so basically, if you're not caught up on Preacher or anything, that's kind of where the comics start. The Preacher comics start with them going on the road. And season 1 was almost kind of a prequel to that, although they did have some other stuff that happens after the series starts. But yeah, this is sort of what a lot of people have been looking forward to who are Preacher fans.
Yeah, so if this weird funky show sounds cool to you, you can check it out. It returns Sunday, June 25th at 10 p.m. on AMC.
That's right. And one last thing, a Twitter question from @Condor_Zlander. Will Chris Pine be in the Wonder Woman sequel as the grandson of Steve Trevor, just like in the Linda Carter television series? If you don't know about the television series, season one was set during World War II, featuring Lyle Wagner as Steve Trevor. And then basically to save costs, when they switched networks, they set it in present day because it was for seasons two and three were set in present day of the 70s. So basically to make it cheaper, so they didn't have to do period stuff. But they brought back Lyle Wagner as Steve Trevor. Was he Steve Trevor the second or Steve? I don't even remember now. But he was his son or his grandson. And so he just played basically the same character with a slightly different name. Do you think we will see that, Zach?
I'm torn. Okay, so I would be okay with it, but I could see why a lot of people would think it's cheesy or weird or it would be confusing. And first of all, I hope that when the Wonder Woman sequel comes, that the first sequel that they do, because there's going to be at least 7 or 8 sequels in my mind. The first sequel is not going to be in present day, in my mind, what I hope for. I hope they go to World War II or, I don't know, Korean War, Vietnam War. It doesn't have to be a war, actually. Just any time after World War One, but before present day, I think it would just be cool to see Wonder Woman in another period piece. But we don't know, like, because she did say that she kind of left the world for a bit after she saw something bad. But we don't know if that's going to happen in this movie. So I would like to see a sequel set sometime after this movie, but before present day. And so in that case, I don't necessarily think I would want to see Chris Pine as Steve Trevor again. But if they did it close enough afterwards, he could just be a slightly older Steve Trevor. But if it's in the set in present day, I personally do not want to see Chris Pine playing his grandson and looking exactly the same as he did. Maybe if they got some like prosthetics for his face or something and gave him a really big nose or something.
Wow. A lot of good ideas there. Just to be clear, you're ruling out going backwards. So you're ruling out like Civil War,
right,
War of 1812, Revolutionary War, all of that. You don't want to see any of that, right?
No, because, that just doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay.
Everything I said makes sense. What you're talking about doesn't make sense.
I'm being totally ridiculous here. I think I've come along, I think more and more, if there's a sequel, we're all hopeful for it, but it hasn't been confirmed or anything like that yet and wouldn't matter anyway until the movie comes out. But I more and more want to see present day, and I think that's the way they're going. And especially with Patty Jenkins' comments that she would set it in present day, and with her basically saying she took 100 years off in BVS, I think that's more or less the only way to go with it. In which case, yeah, I'm also kind of torn. I think it's kind of hokey if you have Chris Pine looking the exact same, playing a descendant with the same name. Got to be kind of weird for Diana too, if you think about it. But
right.
Maybe they could change up those look a little bit, but I think the reason I would want it is because Chris Pine's great, and I think it would be awesome sort of in the modern comic role of where he's sort of like a government liaison to, you know, works with Argus and the Justice League a little bit, and I think Chris Pine would rock that role. And that's the only reason I would want to see it, but I think they probably would not do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.